This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Welcome back into weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Now hanging out with Jeff Duncan, who covers the everything sports for the columnist and Times Picayune and NOLA.com. Jeff, how you been doing, man? I know it's been a crazy week so far.
That it has been, Steve, and I think it's going to continue to get crazy over the next few weeks. But it beats being bored, put it that way.
Jeff, that's the one thing about Louisiana sports and politics. It's never boring.
You're right.
It always got the circle. I remember growing up hearing my grandparents talk about Huey Long and how he ran the state of Louisiana. And it was either a love or hate relationship, so to speak. Either you loved Huey or you didn't. And I remember reading a biography of Huey, and the one thing, he had a lot of confidence in himself, and he had just went from governor to being senator before he got assassinated. And his comment was, if my country didn't need me so damn much, I'd be the head coach at LSU. Now, you know, how many politicians would say that back then? Now, today, you would maybe have a little bit of a chuckle, but people making the thing with Jeff Landry, man, this has always been sort of intertwined with politics and especially LSU. I recall, you know, in my early years, John McKithen, there was no bigger LSU fan in the world. And Governor McKithen, after he left office, would talk about that he would go watch film in the LSU coaches, you know, film sessions. And a few years back, Jeff, you remember that Joe Oliva wanted to fire Les Miles, and the team knew about it, basically, and they put him on the shoulders, rode him off the field, and what it was, like a 45, one-hour wait for Les address the media because he had to talk to Oliva, and then Governor Bobby Jindal said, you're not firing him. He's coming back. And it was, yes, Governor, that's exactly what I'll do. Now, he fired him the next year, midway into the season, after a crazy game at Auburn. But it goes to show how in this state, it is unique. But, man, the governor is definitely involved in all these things that are happening at LSU.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head. It's something that's gone back decades. It's been very unique to the culture of our state, and I think it speaks to the power and the prestige of LSU football, the popularity of LSU football. The governors in this state understand that they can shine in the reflected glory of the program. And so there's a reason to attach yourself to one of the things that Louisiana does very well, and that is football. And so I think it makes a lot of sense to be so, you know, look, they're just a few miles apart, right? The governor's mansion and Tiger Stadium. So it does make a lot of sense. And I don't know if I've ever seen it put quite that way, but I'm sure Huey Long had the same type of grandstand as we saw from Jeff Landry the other day.
And even bigger. I wasn't alive for Huey, but man, from hearing stories, it was even a bigger influence than what Governor Jeff Landry has today. Your thoughts on how that will impact a coaching search? I was talking to Steve about this. My thing is, if you've got donors that are willing to give up a lot of money, and let's say it's $90 million or whatever, the governor's not going to get involved with that particular part. I think on the surface today, it's not a good look, but I do know enough agents to know one thing. This is all business. You can say what you want about me personally, but if I can cut a great deal for my client and I'll make money and he makes money, then it's a done deal. And there are just a few select agents that have the majority of the top coaches, you know, at the collegiate level. You're going to have to deal with them. Bottom line, your thoughts on long term, because short term, we could all say, man, this doesn't look good. But long term, if donors come in and say, hey, don't worry about it, I got your back and I'll cut you that check, then it might not be as bad as a lot of people might think.
Yeah, I think a couple things, Mike, and I think you make some good points. One is we're still talking about one of the arguably three, at worst, top five college football jobs in the country. There's no question. So that's always going to attract top candidates across the country. The coaches are wired. They're ambitious. They want to win at the highest level. And the fact is, you've had three different coaches win national titles at LSU in the past 20 years. So that job's prestige is well known in industry circles. But I do think, you know, the one thing the governor needs to be educated on a little bit, and I think he's been guilty of a little bit of encroachment in coming into this, is that's how the game works. I mean, to get Brian Kelly away from a program as prestigious as Notre Dame, Scott Woodward had to pay him a lot of money. He wasn't taking a rising assistant like Dan Lanning or Kirby Smart, who was an assistant. He was taking an established, highly successful head coach away from a program that is one of the most prestigious in the history of the sport. So, of course, they had to use a lot of money to get him. It's the same thing he did with Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. It's the same thing that he did with Kim Mulkey at Baylor and was heralded, widely celebrated. So it's a different aspect that Scott Woodward has been doing and largely was praised when he made the moves. So I think it's funny. It hasn't worked. I think we can admit the Brian Kelly situation did not work, but at the time it was widely championed. So I think, you know, that's something that has to be understood. And I would also argue a little bit that it hasn't been a complete failure. Brian Kelly was 34-14. His worst season is probably going to be this year, winning maybe 9-8 games. And they're still getting 100,000 fans. They're making more money than they've ever made. So it's not a disaster by any means, look like the way it's being framed right now. He hasn't won and been in the national championship hunt, and that's why he has been fired, and that's the expectations at LSU, as we all know. So it's understandable, but I think the circumstances around it are being a little distorted right now. And frankly, I don't think it's quite fair.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I talked to Coach O yesterday, and he's coming on with us at 6:10. He's like, Mike, I was part of the culture. I didn't win. Guess what? I became unemployed real fast, and I won a national championship there. So it is all about winning and putting it at the highest level. Jeff, I'm going to swing it over to Saints now with Tyler Shuck. Expectations for the rookie quarterback going up against a very good football team with the Rams. Before the season, I really thought they were a Super Bowl contender, but I didn't know a lot about the fact that, man, they paper thin at a lot of different areas. But one thing they ain't paper with, man, that Matt Stafford, he has absolutely carved them up. Every time they've played him the last three or four times, they got a young, aggressive defense that gets after you, and they are a big play machine throwing the football, and they run the football too. Your expectations on what you expect to see from Tyler Shuck as he plays against a very good Rams football team?
Well, I think we all know, Mike, as a young quarterback, I mean, we saw it with Spencer Rattler. I think we're going to see it with Tyler Shuck. There's going to be growing pains. I mean, he's going to make mistakes. He's going to struggle. And I think the Saints are fully aware and expect that. I think the key is going to be, you know, does he show growth? Does he show incremental progress? Does he learn from mistakes? But this is a tough assignment right off the bat. I think people need to understand the offense around him, guys, is not talented enough for him to lean on as well. I mean, Spencer Rattler struggled with that. There's not an elite playmaker on this offense. A number one receiver is not there. There's no number one running back, no number one tight end, and that's why they struggle to score points in the red zone. The defenses know this. But I am excited to see how he develops. I think one thing I would say, guys, is this has been the plan all along. I think people were a little taken aback when Spencer Rattler got the job out of camp. I can tell you, no one on Airline Drive was surprised by this. Tyler Shuck has been the guy all along. It was just a matter of when, not if, he was going to become the starting quarterback. And the timing is probably right after the last couple of losses and the way the offense has kind of regressed and the mistakes. It makes a lot of sense to do it now. But make no mistake, Tyler Shuck is viewed as the future at the quarterback position unless this 9-game audition he shows he's not.
Jeff, the last question for you. Do you expect the Saints to be in the trade business? Because as we're getting closer now next week, for the trade deadline, I mean, there's always rumors and there's always talk about trades. I remember in talking to Mickey Loomis about this, and he would bring up Mike around draft time. There's so much talk, and there is some talk, but he said there's rare action that happens. I think over the last few years that's changed a little bit. It's been a little bit more aggressive on the trade stuff as it gets closer to the trade deadline than, say, like 5 years ago. I think it's been more aggressive over the last couple. Do you expect the Saints to be, want to call it maybe sellers, in this market?
I think they will definitely listen to any and all offers that are out there. I think the key question, Mike, is what do they have that's marketable to another team? They have very few marketable or valuable assets. I would think both receivers, Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed, are two potential targets for other teams because they're young, they still are good players, and they're coming up on contract situations with the Saints where the Saints may know that they're not going to be a part of their future. So it would make sense for the Saints to try and get something in return for either one of them. But I think Chris Olave's value has really decreased because of his injury history and the way he's played since then. It's going to be difficult, I think, for someone to offer him a lot of money, you know, looking at his really uncertain future at the position. And then everyone else, I don't know if there's anybody else on the roster that's viable as a trade candidate. So, yes, I think they would be interested, but it takes two to tango, and I'm not sure there's a buyer out there while the Saints are sellers.
One thing, everybody wants pass rushers. Call Grandison.
Yeah, I mean, he might be one. That's one that I didn't think about, but you might be right, because he's in his prime and he could help right now. And his contract is manageable for another team. In other words, I don't think it's going to be someone like a Cam Jordan or DeMario Davis at the end of their careers. Alvin Kamara probably has very little value. It would have to be someone in their 20s that would be viewed as an asset for a team like the 49ers or somebody that's looking for a pass rusher.
Jeff, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeff. We're going to keep you busy. You know, Tulane, LSU, Saints, we got you rolling for Pelicans. The next few months.
Yeah, the Green Wave got a big one tonight, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times, Picayune, NOLA.com, and author. Check out all his great work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.